The Diamondbacks host the Reds on Game of Thrones night at Chase Field. There's the Iron Throne on display, but the home team prefers weapons made of wood.
So he was good. And
line drive down the left field line. That's going to be another extra base hit. And that is going to produce a second inning run for Arizona.
To the point. Up the middle, that's a base hit. 3-0 Diamondbacks.
And that one hammered. Back into deep right center field. That's a home run, and it came on an 0-2 pitch.
Mathis sets away. And a fastball right on the outside corner called strike three, one down. Greinke sets and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. A four-step lead at second. Ground ball down the right field line. That will score one. And Peralta will round first, heads into second. That's a double. 5-0 Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks score twice in the seventh and go on to beat the Reds 6-3. Arizona snaps a three-game losing streak as Zach Greinke improves to 9-0 in 11 home starts this season. He's also 8-2 lifetime against the Reds. Reds starter Tim Adelman has now lost four of his last five starts, and the Reds fall to 37-49 on the year. Here's their manager, Brian Price.
Kind of labored in the first inning. You know, had a couple times where he got him into the trouble.
Yeah, you know what? And Mac Jenkins pointed it out. You know, he's keeping a lot of the stuff on the bench, you know, beyond just number of pitches thrown, et cetera. At one point, I think the six hits, he had given up five of them with two strikes, I believe. And, you know, it's an anomaly, but one certainly that today was costly, you know, getting the two strikes. And if I have the number right, you know, giving up five hits in those counts, that's a tough way to, you know, give credit to their hitters. A tough way to, you know, get yourself into the at bat, get the two strikes up and finish.
I imagine when Greinke's going that good, you have to be almost perfect on the other end as well.
Yeah, you know what, and the flip side of that is, you know, we have the ability to score runs. You know, as we saw there late in the game, you know, we hit some homers and put the barrel on the ball. We didn't do much with Greinke. You know, we didn't have a lot of balls in play that were hard hit, and he battled his way through that one, you know, the seventh where we were pushing him a little bit. But he was very good. He was very good at a good fastball slider combination, a really good changeup down below zone. He did a really nice job. He limited what we were able to do. We were never really able to get terribly excited against him.
Cincinnati will try to get back on track on Saturday when Luis Castillo makes the start at Chase Field.